This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the World Health Organization says the world is in a, quote, very dangerous period of the COVID-19 pandemic, noting the more contagious Delta variant has been found in nearly 100 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday the Delta variant, first found in India, is continuing to evolve and mutate and is becoming the predominant COVID-19 virus in many countries. He says he continues to urge leaders across the world to ensure that by this time next year, at least 70% of all people in every country are vaccinating, added that it would effectively end the acute phase of the pandemic. He noted 3 billion doses of vaccine have been distributed, and it's, quote, within the collective power of a few countries to step up and ensure that vaccines are shared. Fewer than 2% of vaccine doses have been given globally to poorer countries. Rich and wealthy countries, including Britain, the U.S., France, and Canada, have pledged to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccines, but the WHO estimates 11 billion doses are needed to immunize the world. The UN's World Food Program has resumed deliveries in Ethiopia's Tigray region, but faces continuing access problems and is, quote, way behind in bringing life-saving supplies to people facing starvation, its emergency coordinator said on Friday. The Tigray People's Liberation Front, the former rulers in the area, said Monday it was back in control of the regional capital, Mekele, after nearly 8 months of fighting. WFP's emergency coordinator says the group suspended its operations for about 48 hours, but was able to operate in the northwest fairly quickly thereafter, managing to reach, probably by the end of this weekend, about 40,000 people. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.